Doing.
So your first two touchdown drives set up by nice punt returns from Wes. How important was that field position to get you guys going there?
Yeah, I think we got off to a bit of a slow start offensively, kind of like we did in practice this week, and picked it up there in the second half. But you're right, Wes set up some great field position, and I think the key to the game offensively, I think the offensive line, the way they performed today was exceptional. Kind of what they've been doing all year. But they were doing such a good job run blocking. We had a lot of holes there in the run game. And they did a great job in pass protection. So allowed us to hold on to the ball a little bit longer. I don't know if we had any sacks. Oh, maybe one. But I held on to the ball. But they did a great job.
That's a long completion, 45-yarder. Bill thought it might be incomplete and you let it go. Did you think maybe it was too long?
Nope.
Never too long for that guy.
I haven't overthrown him yet. So.
Can you describe that play, Tom? How that, what you saw and how that evolved?
They were playing a lot of cover two. So they weren't in cover two in that particular play. So just try to lay it up there for him, and he usually comes down with it.
You mentioned the slow start. Was that more of Bill throwing different things at you, or you just sort of need some time to get into a rhythm and get in sync?
Well, I think it's a good defense, and I think they did some things. They're a very fast, physical defense. They have some playmakers over there, Whitner, Schoble. I think they played very hard, so I think we just capitalized when we had the opportunities. And we got the ball there in the red zone, had a fumble, you know, missed a fourth down and six. So there were things that definitely we need to improve on, and you know, I'm glad we won, but got a big week this week.
That's a hard play, is it not? I mean, you guys made it look easy. To throw that ball the distance you threw it, in stride, on the outside shoulder, when you still have worked with him a lot.
Yeah.
How hard is it to make that kind of play?
Well, I throw it up as high as I can and try to put it out there where only he can get it. And he, like I said, I think his length allows him to, even when the DB's on his hip, he can extend and make the play. So. It was a great catch. It was a great catch. It was a great call by Josh. You know, I think my job's easy. Just got to throw it up there.
You mentioned the slow start to the week. Was there anything to emotional letdown from last week? You know, it's a pretty charged week and a charged game. Yep. Is it hard to keep that level week in, week out as much as people say you have to? I mean, it's still hard.
Yeah, I think you play on Sunday night, so you get home at 2 in the morning and believe it or not, those things they just affect you. They carry over for days, and you go to bed at 3 in the morning, and then you're starting the same day on Monday, the same time as normal. So, you know, even Wednesday afternoon, it still kind of feels like late Tuesday night, and you got a bunch of old guys on this team, and it takes a little longer to recover. So,
Yeah,
he's definitely not as young as he used to be. I don't bounce back quite as fast, but with guys that. You want to have all that energy all the time, but, you know, some days you just wake up at 6 a.m. and you're like, oh, it's going to be a long day today. And you got to fight through it because you can't lose days. You can't lose days of preparation. And this team knows that. And I think Coach recognized it and really came down on us pretty hard, probably harder than he ever has. And the team really responded on Friday and Saturday. We're focused. And then today, we came out and made enough plays. So,
Tom, how encouraging does it become, though, that a fumble at the 1 yard line can also almost become a momentum builder for you guys? Because between the great defensive play after that and then Wes's return, you know, certainly that started you guys on the road to getting back on track in this game.
Sure, and it was great that the defense was able to hold them and keep them back there. I mean, the fumble was a bad play, and you'd rather punch it in there and kick it off to him, but fumbling the ball there on the one and then gaining that field position definitely set us up.
Did you guys get a sense that something, though, was needed? I mean, I'm saying, obviously, you don't drop the ball on purpose, obviously, but I mean,
yep. You
know, something was needed after that moment to snap you guys out because it wasn't coming, and, you know, they found the moments to do it.
Sure. Well, like I said, you'd rather have the good plays be the momentum builders, you know, in a play like that. I think the defense has given us momentum all year, and the punt return that Ellis gave us in the Jet game, the interception return that Dalius gave us last week, and then some of those stops and punt returns this week were huge for the offense and setting us up in great field position. which is, you know, what we're going to continue to need. So I'm proud of the 99-yard drive that we had there in the fourth quarter. That was pretty good. I hope we can continue that.
Hey, Tom, did you surprise on the lateral, West Major Rand? Did you see a play like that?
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing, those two. It must have maybe West learned that in Miami. I've never seen it around here, so I'm sure Coach is going to MF us for that. It's another one of those things on those tapes. Turned out this time. I don't know how well that turns out most of the time.
Three times, the first three touchdown throws inside the 10, three different guys. Is that just the case of they pick their poison and, you know, if you get enough time, you're going to find somebody? Or are you consciously trying to shift, get them all around? How does that happen?
Well, I think this particular time it was just the coverage really dictated that it went to certain people. We got down there on the first drive and we were inside the 5 or 6 yard line. We didn't get it in. We kicked the field goal and we came back with a good approach the next few times and really pounded the ball in there when we could and then took our shots when we got man-to-man coverage. And the right one to Ben was zone coverage. I thought it was a nice play by Ben reading the zone. The second one to Randy was an all-out blitz and the guy had no help in the middle of the field and Randy read a great route. And the third one, Jabbar, found a hole. They ended up doubling or tripling Randy and Jab kind of just pulled out of there and made a great catch. So I think that's all set up by great offensive line play, tell you the truth, though, for us to be able to hold the ball and sort through that kind of stuff. And with the blitz pickup like they did, they're performing extremely well. And there's a damn good defensive line we face, too, with Schobel and Denny and the big guys inside who are excellent in the way they protected and the way they run block for us today. It allowed us to do a lot of things offensively.
Tom, don't you love being able to throw teams covered? Still know that the play is going to be made, and that must be nice.
Yeah, I mean, he's a mismatch every time he's out there when it's one-on-one. So if they're doubling him, then you try to find other guys to throw to. And if they single him, you got an opportunity that even when he's covered, you can still put the ball in a position that only he can make the play because of his height and his length. And, you know, that's what happened today. The guy had pretty good coverage on him, just makes an outstanding catch.
Tom, do you find yourself making throws that maybe you wouldn't have in the past? Given if you throw him to Randy and he can go get it, whereas maybe, not to take anything away from receivers you've had here in the past, but they weren't the kind of guys who could sky over people.
Well, like I said, we've had different style throughout the years, and that style has worked extremely well. And I think this offense is going to just continue to morph into the players that we have. I thought there was a drive there where it was run, play action, and I hit Wes on that lateral play. But that was fun because we were pounded and in there and finally they had a cover two defense and we play action fake and all three linebackers stepped up and Wes was wide open. So that's tough on the defense and the more that we can run it effectively and then play action pass and then when they give us man coverage you try to throw the ball to your mismatches. That's a pretty good way to go. One more guys. 38. I don't know. Coach didn't want to kick a field goal at the end to get to 41, so I don't know. It's a good number. I think it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a tough one this week, playing on the road on Monday night. So I think we got a big challenge. I'm glad we got an extra day to prepare. So.
Last question. I mean, in terms of going up against that pass rush, obviously the success that Schobel has had against him, to not hear his name called for the better part of 3.5 quarters. Must have made you feel pretty good about that.
Sure, and Matt did a great job over there on our left side a bunch. And at the same time, I think, you know, we're trying to scheme things up, so he's not clean off the edge all day. And you always try to keep those pass rushers accountable to those pass rushers because they can ruin a game. And that's where the best guy usually is, right over on offense's left side. And they did a good job with him. He's a great player, Pro Bowl player. But offensive line's setting the tone this year. Thank you.